Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Here we go. The fourth, the final hour. The Rob Brown Show begins now. It is the Fan Upstate. Yeah. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, wonderful to have you, Rob, and the great Lonzo with you on a lovely Upstate Tuesday a.m.
I thought I hit the applause button. My bad.
It's all good.
My buttons we don't need it. Rearranged.
And, we know the people are clapping one way or the other.
It was more for me. I'm glad.
Patting yourself on the back there.
No, gotcha. No. That we collectively are looking forward to this hour.
Are we not?
Yeah, that's what the applause was for.
Okay, gotcha.
It's a team thing. Or should be. I don't go back to being you.
Teams are teams, but individuals win championships. That's how the game gets played.
Does it?
I don't know. It's what the ring conversation led me to believe. We're not bringing up
I was going
to
say you're doing. I'm backing off, dude. I'm over here with just stop.
We have got some more things that I want to cover. Atlanta Braves last night. I think there might be a bit of a problem. No, Lonzo, I am not pushing the panic button.
Is
just
it time?
Yet. No,
is it time?
It's not.
Are you sure?
Yes, it is not quite time to panic as of yet, and it is not quite time to panic as of yet because the issue is a bit of a minor one. I think.
Oh no, my alarm button is missing.
Wait, I got one.
No, I
got
found one it. To go. Well, wait, you got it.
There it is.
They actually go pretty well together.
Kind of do. Okay, all right. Well, all right. Got it. So, what happens to this team when the bats go cold? It did last night. Team managed 3 hits across 9 on the road at Seattle. Now, let's also put it in context. Let's put it in the context of the fact that the Atlanta Braves had just finished a 3-game series against the Cleveland Guardians. And here's a sentence I didn't think I'd ever say. The Guardians, who currently lead the American League, they have the best record in the AL.
Why is that unusual?
Because it's Cleveland. They don't do that.
They did it in Major League.
Which is, I'm sorry to say, a great movie, but fiction. They do not have a wild thing. There's no Dorn on this team.
They don't have that cutout where they take the pieces of the GM.
I don't think so.
We could get one of those.
I don't think we need to. I don't know who the Guardians owner is.
I'd be the fat coach who just, I'm too old to run.
Only if you do the voice. That's 2 wins, boys. You get a 3rd one, they call that a streak. That's not bad. Can we be real? It's not great, but it's not bad.
I only saw him in 3 movies, but I liked all 3 movies.
Didn't he talk like that in all 3 movies?
Yeah, because he was, no, that wasn't
was that
him
his actual
that,
voice.
That wasn't him in The Natural. That was Wilford Brimley.
Diabetes.
So I only saw him in 2 movies. He's in that and in Silverado. And yes, he used the same voice. I think that's just his voice.
So the Braves couldn't hit the ball yesterday.
It's not.
That makes it difficult to win.
You need more a base.
And that makes it difficult. No, that's worse. That's not as good. Anyway, the Braves say 2 out of 3 against Cleveland. That comes off of a sweep against Miami. That comes off of taking 2 out of 3 against the World Series defending champion Texas Rangers. That comes after a three-game sweep against the Houston Astros. The Braves are fine. Let's be clear. It is not time to push the panic button on a team that is 19-8. It's just not. As far as the MLB standings go right now, the Braves over in the National League have more wins except everybody else except the Dodgers, but you will remember that the Dodgers had a 3-game series way to go, baseball, a week before opening day, which made opening day kind of like not like kind of opening day, I guess. Anyway, the Braves have as many wins as the LA Dodgers, but they have 4 fewer losses than the LA Dodgers. Here is the issue, and this is what I've been concerned about. They have played 3 more games, but the Phillies have the same number of wins as Atlanta now. My concern has always been allowing Philly to stick around. But I also, in what is going to be a bit of a, I don't know, conundrum of a statement, I'm also not super worried about it. And I'll tell you why. Last year, this team won 101 games. And in the last, let's say, 3 weeks of the season, the Braves were not playing their best baseball, like intentionally. The division had been locked up. There was no way for Philly to come back. And so they were throwing their best pitchers, but they were throwing them for like 4 innings. If any guy came in and said, "Coach, I got a bruise on my pinky toe," they sat for a day because there was no need to trot everybody else up there. The problem was, Philly was playing for a wild card spot in a very contentious wild card race. And because they were playing for that wild card spot, Philly was going full tilt. And so Philly going full tilt got themselves into a spot where when the playoffs started, the Braves hadn't really mashed the accelerator in a month, and Philly had been standing on the accelerator for a month. So they just came into the playoffs hotter. And when those two teams got matched up again in the NLDS, the Braves weren't chemically good yet. The chemistry, the timing had taken a little bit of a hit. Pitchers weren't used to having to go 7 innings against a playoff caliber lineup consistently. They had all been pitching 4 or 5 inning outings at longest over the past couple of weeks. I'd like to think that this year that won't be a problem. And here's the thing. You actually have been getting some very good games out of your pitchers lately. Last night's 2-1-L had nothing to do with pitching. How do I know that? Because Max Fried was once again an absolute stud. Max Fried went 6 innings, allowed 0 hits, gave up 0 runs, had 0 errors behind him, gave up 2 walks, 7 strikes. It's about as good as you could ask for out of that guy. You had Pierce Johnson come in, pitched 1 inning, no hits, 3 Ks, 1-2-3, bang, bang, bang. Jimenez came in, pitched 1 inning, gave up 1 walk, 2 Ks, and 2 hits. And then A.J. Minter came in. Ended up giving up a game-winning walk-off, a dinger to Mitch Garver in the bottom of the ninth with 1 on, and that's all you needed. I want to be concerned, but there's a couple of other things that have to factor in. Number one, Seattle is currently leading the AL West. Now, that might not mean a whole heck of a lot, but I would like to point out that the AL West is where the Houston Astros play their ball. Now, if you've listened to Bet for the Cycle at all, you know that I firmly believe, ding dong, the dynasty is dead in Houston. I think that team is cooked. I think they're too old. I think they have had too much drama. I just think Houston is not the same team as they have been in years gone by. That division, however, has still been dominated by that team for a very long time. Then I look over and I see the Texas Rangers. I look at the Texas Rangers, a team that won the World Series last year. Seattle leads them by a full game, by the way. It's a good Mariners team. Seattle's been a team the last couple of years that I have waited to turn the corner. Like, it's still a young team. It's still a team that does not have a ton of experience. It's still a team that does have some experience. And it is a team that the last couple of years has been very much in the hunt. Right down to the dying gasp of the season. And part of the reason that they have been in the hunt every year is that they have been largely allergic to the first half of the season. They've just been bad out of the gate. This year, not so much. It's a good start for them this year. They're 16-13, three games up over 500, a full game lead on the defending World Series champs. The rest of that division, not very good. However, by the way, props to the Oakland Athletics players, because with all of the crap that they are dealing with, and there is a lot of it, because they have, as far as I'm concerned, the worst owner in sports. We were talking about Major League. Lonzo, the Oakland Athletics are the movie Major League. They just are. They've got a roster composed primarily of young up-and-comers who haven't proven themselves yet, and a bunch of old guys who are past their prime and not the same players anymore. They've got an owner who very clearly only wants to profit off this team and could not give less of a flying patoot about the success or failure of that squad.
Was that a hockey term?
No, that was me saying could not give less of a flying, but like I didn't have my mouse over the self-censor button yet. So patoot was where I decided to go instead of, you know, the other word. They've got an owner who has them playing for three seasons out of a minor league ball club in Sacramento, California. Just so we're clear on what this means, that stadium claims a capacity of 14,000 people. Except for, great one, 5,000 of those seats are lawn seats. You know what that means? You buy a ticket and you go sit on some grass out on a hill, out in left field or right field. I don't know what field. I don't care what field. That is a 9,000-seat stadium.
Can you bring your lawn chair?
No.
Yeah, you actually have to sit on the grass itself.
Yep. It is GA lawn seating.
Can you bring a beach towel?
Yeah, you can bring a towel. Does that make it better? I don't think so.
It does as far as grass stains go, but okay.
Point here is this owner sucks, and this team is still somehow winning. In fact, I'm almost kind of mad at him. I'm almost kind of mad at him because I kind of prefer like that team intentionally goes out and doesn't win another ball game for the remaining 80% of the season that's in front of us. I hate that guy so much. Anyway, point here is, did you hear me? I kind of morphed into the owner or into the manager from Major League there for a second. I hate that guy so really much.
I had found some audio and then I decided not to play it because I remember that there's probably a bit of cursing in there and I didn't know what I'd get, so I just didn't do it.
Well, now I want you to. Now I feel like you got to.
I already took it down. I mean, I will listen to it during the break. There we go.
Anyway, Seattle's a good team. So I jumped on the social last night. No, I didn't. Jumped on the social this morning. I was asleep at the end of this game. Didn't go till like 9:30 last night, 10 o'clock last night. I jumped on the social this morning and started scrolling the old hashtags of the teams that we cover. It's part of the show prep routine for one Rob Brown. And it was a lot of people like, oh no, oh no. It's like it was for the first time ever, Rob was not the Braves fan that's panicking. Guys, you are going to have some games where this lineup goes up against a masterclass of pitching. And the problem when you bump into a game last night like you did, where in today's baseball, and this is one thing we talked about when we had the epidemic of elbow injuries not terribly long ago. I talked about the fact that guys are going not going as deep into games as they've gone in years gone by. And I think part of that is to protect from injuries. I think one of the problems you bump into is you had Max Fried last night who went six innings. And I'm not saying in this particular game, but in a lot of games like this, that's the type of game that you would have sent my guy out there to go longer. You will remember that last week, Max Fried had a game against the Miami Marlins. He threw just the fourth complete game in Major League Baseball this year. Four. Every team has played somewhere in the neighborhood of coming up on 30 games, 28, 27, 29 games. Every team is 30 teams. Now, you do the math on that. I'm real bad at math. But that's like 400 baseball games. 1% of them have seen a pitcher go the distance. Max Fried did it in a game that took under 2 hours, by the way, for Max Fried to throw a 9-inning complete shutout, 3 hits, 6 Ks across 9. As good as you can ask for. But when you get into a game like this where ordinarily Max Fried would have stayed in, but you threw him in a 9-inning game 6 days ago, ordinarily he'd stay in. Instead, you got to go down through three more pitchers, Johnson, Jimenez, and Minter. Guys, it's just numbers. The more pitchers that you throw out into the bump, the more likely you are that one of those guys is going to have an off day and give up that shot. And yesterday, unfortunately, was AJ Minter. That is countered by having an offense that puts up 7 a game. That's how you counter that. If we've entered an era, if we truly have, and I believe we have, where pitchers are, by and large, limited to 6 innings and outing, you've got to score runs. They didn't last night. I don't expect that is going to be an issue long-term for Atlanta. They're going to have cold bat games. There's no doubt about that. But they get the opportunity to run it back against Seattle tonight. They're up against Luis Castillo. He's a hittable pitcher. Just get the bats hot. Watch the Braves take this series on the road at Seattle. It's not panic time. Everybody relax. Back after this on the Rob Brown Show.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Show in the Fan Upstate. Well, then I moved it when you told me not to move it, and I broke it again.
You shouldn't have messed with it.
I got it now.
Yeah, dude, you can thank Diesel.
The Rob Brown Show carries on. The Fan Upstate, Robin Lonzo with you. Let's talk some more NBA playoffs here before we move on. The Laker-Nugget series I found interesting. And I have heard Lonzo is not alone in the take that there's some other teams around the NBA that are maybe licking their chops a little bit at what just happened to the Nuggets, that they look beatable. And I have two thoughts about that. I've got a handful of thoughts about that, I guess I should say. Let's start with the fact that they did win this series 4-1. It's not like this series went 6 or 7.
But they were down in every single game.
They were down in every single game. In fact, I'm gonna tell you that the most consistent moneymaker for me in this series was betting on the Lakers first quarter and first half total. Because I think the Lakers led at the end of the first quarter and at the end of the first half in every game in this series. But I think those individual games were kind of indicative of the Nuggets as a whole on the season, through last season, through last postseason, game to game. I think the Lakers being up at the end of every fourth quarter, I think the Lakers being up at the end of every first half, yet winning only one game, was pretty consistent, frankly, was pretty consistent with the season that the Nuggets have had so far. This is a team that kind of just lets you hang around. That there's no, I don't want to say that they lack a killer instinct. You know what they remind me of? Like a boa constrictor. You know, a boa constrictor takes down its prey. It wraps up around them. And it doesn't squeeze them to death. That's not how it works. What a boa constrictor does is it wraps around its prey. And it just kind of lays on it. On the goat or whatever it is. It just kind of lays on them. And then when that animal is struggling to get out from the boa constrictor, it obviously starts breathing more heavily, taking deeper breaths. Well, what the constrictor does is it waits until you take a breath, and then when you breathe out and your chest constricts and your diaphragm constricts, then it squeezes. And it doesn't squeeze you all the way. It just squeezes you down to wherever your body finished at the out of a breath. You know, and then your chest and your gut kind of suck in a little bit. Then it just squeezes down to that, but it doesn't give anything back. And now it's hard to get a breath in. So then you're shallow breathing, and eventually, and you breathe out a little bit more, and your body constricts a little bit more, and then the boa constrictor just tightens that much more. And it doesn't squeeze you to create enough pressure to pop you. It just squeezes you so much that the oxygen leaves your body, and then you can't get any more in because it is squeezed enough down to your body size where your muscles can't force enough air in and out. And so you suffocate. It doesn't squeeze you to kill you. It squeezes you to suffocate you. And that kills you. That's kind of what the Nuggets are to me. The Nuggets don't ever come out and score 90 in the first half like some of these other teams do. They don't come out and rely on a bunch of incredible offensive performances from certain guys to beat you. What the Nuggets do is they let you do just enough to hang around. They let you do just enough to hang around and think that you're in the game. They let you do just enough to make you believe there's a chance, and then you're tired, and then you're breathing heavy. And once you're breathing heavy, then they squeeze just a little bit more. And the next thing you know, there's 36 seconds left, and you find yourself down 4. The next thing you know, there's 1 minute left to play. They're up 2, and they've got the ball, and you got to do something. You got to do something. You got to foul and send them to the line. Very good free throw shooting team. You got to do something if you're going to escape the grasp. And much like a boa constrictor, when it's wrapped up around its prey, that prey is struggling. And every now and then, that prey might get an arm out or a leg out or kind of twist around in the constrictor's grip and think to itself, oh, there it is. I got this. I'm free. No, you're not. You're absolutely not free. That boa constrictor is fine with you moving around a little bit. It's fine with you kicking. It's fine with you squirming. It's fine with you trying everything you can try to get out of its grasp, because every time that you do, you create a little bit more space for it to continue to constrict around you. And that to me is kind of what the Nuggets are. They're kind of a team that's going to let you flail and squirm and kick and punch and poke and prod and do everything you can think of doing, because everything that you do, they are still in control. This was that team last year during the postseason. It's a team that allows teams to just hang around, and yet every time it's crunch time, every time it's time for somebody to make a move, they got Jokic. They got Jamal Murray. Jamal Murray hit 2 game-winning clutch shots in this series. He did it back in game 1 with a true, honest-to-goodness buzzer beater that, by the way, broke a tie. If he missed that, we're going to OT. And if we're going to OT, I very much trust the Nuggets in overtime. Then he did it again last night with 3.8 seconds left to play. Knocked down the free throw line, extended jump shot with 3.6, 3.8, whatever it was, to take that game away, to win that game. That's all I can ask for. They keep putting themselves in position where they can win the clutch game, and then they keep winning the clutch game. They let you stick around. Listen, there was no point if you were watching that game without an idea of how the Nuggets operate. It makes sense that you think that the Lakers were actively a part of that series. I am here to tell you, they weren't. My guy, Cody Decker, my co-host on Saturdays on the nationally syndicated Bet for the Cycle radio program that airs from noon to four on the BetQL network and fine Odyssey stations everywhere. He is a Lakers guy. He grew up in Los Angeles, California. He is a true blue Lakers fan. He had zero hope in this series. He's like, there's no chance. I just hope we are respectfully competitive. Like competitive enough that we don't have to just talk about the Lakers and what a catastrophe they were three off season. Now, unfortunately for Cody, because there is a LA bias in the media, and by the media, I mean certain sports outlets, he is going to have to hear that. But that doesn't mean the Lakers collapsed. The Lakers are better than anyone is giving them credit for. And the Nuggets are better than that. I genuinely feel like the Los Angeles Lakers would put up a hell of a series against most of the teams that are alive. I think the Lakers would be. Would the Lakers beat the Cavaliers in a seven-game series?
I don't know.
I do. They would.
Because I haven't watched the Cavs because I don't think they're going to do anything in the next round.
They would beat the Cavs. They would beat the Magic. They would beat the Bucks. Knicks Sixers, good run. I think right now the way Joel Embiid is losing his freaking mind, I think they beat Philly.
I think the Lakers a lot of credit. There's a reason why they were such a low seed.
They're a seven seed. I don't disagree. They also had injuries throughout the year, and I'm not talking about LeBron and AD. I'm talking about the other guys in the lineup. I also think that Coach Ham got to go. I don't think that Darvin Ham's the guy. I think that to coach a guy like LeBron, a duo like LeBron and AD, you do have to have some level of genuine communication where you let them play their game, but you also provide the adjustments to their game they need. And I don't think that's Darvin Ham. I don't think he has the respect of that locker room, that team, the way that you need to run that team. And I think it's a hard qualification to meet. But I don't think he's that guy. As far as talent goes, I think the Lakers are absolutely talented. I think they're a very good team. This is why I've said all year long, I think parity around the National Basketball Association this year is as good as it has been since the early 90s. I think the Lakers are good. I just think the Nuggets are that much better, and I don't think they're getting the credit for how good they're going to be. Timberwolves-Nuggets is going to be a hell of a series. Take a break. We'll come back. Final segments next on the Rob Brown Show on the Fan Upstate.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Why not? I'm going to go on my rant one more time. Why? Because I want to. I'll tell you what. Let's get a phone call in here. I'm just not showing up on my screen, so you have to tell me who it is.
Kevin.
Kev, what's up, big dog? Welcome back to the show, bud.
What's going on, my guy?
Not much, man. How you doing?
Hey, man. Just chill. Hey, man, before I get started, you know, I like how y'all boys sit up there and talk about how big you was when you got here. I listen to the little skit all the time. When I came, not really skinny, but I like it. So you say you was about two bills and about 80 quarters when you came?
Yes, sir.
I tell you what, I started the bidding out at about three bills and about three quarters. So now I'm down to two bills and about five quarters.
Attaboy.
So, hey, man, we trying to get down to about 240, but I look like Pookie from New Jack City when I get down to about 240, man. So
it hits a little bit, a little different, Kev. The first time a doctor looks you in the face and goes, "Hey, get less fat or you're gonna die." You know what I mean?
Right, right. You got to come off that thing and get to walking or going somewhere, man. You can't sit around the house all day.
That's
go
fact.
Somewhere. for at least 30 minutes. I don't care if you walk down your aunt's house, get cussed out, and come back. Just walk down there and come back.
That's
and figure
fact.
It out. But,
that was,
hey, man.
That was very specific, Kevin, about walking to your aunt's house. I'm just saying.
Hey, so you know, she probably got something to eat down there, so you were trying to walk down there and sneak a little piece of cake.
I was just about to say, I can't walk to my family's house because, I mean, they don't live here. But if they did, it's because every time I walk in a relative's house, it's, you look hungry. I could have just ate the whole damn buffet. If I walk in a family member's house, I look hungry. You know what I mean?
Right. I like your family, man. We need to go down there and check them out sometime.
You ain't got to twist my arm, brother. Hey, all right, what you got for us, Kev? What you got?
Hey, man, Lakers, we're going home. Anybody else in the playoffs, we probably would have beat them. But this is where I get into the fact of, okay, we're playing basketball, but I'm going to take this night off. I'm going to take that night off. Oh, I ain't going to play hard here. I ain't going to do that. Now you get down to the seventh seed. Now you got to play your way up. And LeBron thinking, just get me in the playoffs, I can beat anybody. No, you're not 25, 27-year-old LeBron no more. You 40, bro. You can't carry no team no more. So now, if you play hard and at least get the five seed, we ain't got to go through this mess that we're going through now. And you see Denver down the road. That's just how I look at it.
No, and listen, you're not wrong. I would make the argument that, dude, it don't matter if you go in as an 8 or a 1. You got to beat the best teams to win a championship, right? And, like, does anybody really give a darn if you get bounced in the first round or if you get bounced in the conference finals? No, nobody's going to remember that, right? Like, all you remember is who won the trophy that year.
Well, ownership would probably be upset with that. But,
sure, yeah. But nobody cares about them. So, Kev, my thing would be here, and this is, we had this conversation earlier in the show. I'm happy to bring it back up. The conversation we had earlier in the show is that if you're into this sort of thing, statistically speaking, load management actually gives you more wins. It just does. When they've looked at the numbers and run the numbers of when guys were load managing, it is more efficient for you to take a night off and increase the likelihood of one L, but also increase the likelihood of the next two being dubs than it is to play all three and have a coin flip in all three of them. And I know it very much, especially if you were raised a certain way, it's kind of counterintuitive to the whole give it your all mentality that we all like to say that we have. But realistically speaking here, Kevin, the goal is not to go out there and be the hardest playing basketball player. The goal is to go win a championship. The goal is to win. And there are some teams that just have to accept, yeah, we might catch a one seed on the way through, but the reality is if we're going to win a championship, we got to play Denver one damn way or the other, so we might as well give ourselves the best chance we can to be healthy at the end of the year when we play Denver in the first round, then bust it, get all banged up, who knows if anybody ends up missing some time, and then catching the exact same Nuggets team in the last round anyway.
So, okay, I get it. But if you're going to load manage, make sure your dogs is ready to come off the bench or the ones that not big superstars, but they can play. Make sure they're ready to go get it, because the five that we got over there, I don't know if D-Lo want to play tonight or if he feel like, but is he that scared of LeBron when he's on the floor? Does LeBron have to cuss him out to get him to go score 20 points?
And that's the interesting thing, right? Because he goes out in games 1 and 2, he looks pretty good. He comes back down to game 3, doesn't score a damn point. Not down the stretch at all, period, on the course of the night. These are the kinds of things, though, that to me, Kev, are negated by having good coaches. And I'm usually, not exclusively, I'm usually not coaches gotta go guy, right? Because I think that to some degree takes some of the importance off of the players getting it done. And I think sometimes that can lead to players maybe being a little bit weak and then using, oh, well, it's on the coach, he didn't really prepare us, as a bit of an excuse for not being at their best. But at the same time, regardless of who's over there with a headset and the clipboard in their hands, all I can do is send you out there to execute. And we saw at various points of the season that the Lakers were better than they looked in the series. But I would also make the argument, Kev, the Nuggets were the 2 seed. They did the exact same thing and followed the exact same script last year. They're just going to do enough to win. It's never going to be flashy. It's never going to be fancy. It's never going to make the headlines. It's just going to be enough to win. They did it last year. They did it to the all this year. And don't be shocked if they do it to the one seed Minnesota in the next round, too.
I think they will, because do they ever, like, they're off night shooting. Like, who, like, but they so much of a well-oiled chain, man, to if somebody's not hitting, somebody is hot. On this bench somewhere, somebody is hot tonight. And they just know how to play together, man. And like I said, you can't take two over here and beat a good five every, like, in seven games. No, they're going to beat you. They're going to beat the mess out of you. So you just got, somebody got to figure out a way to beat them, boy. They can be beat because we went up by double digits every game, but – is it, but you got to finish. That's the thing. But you got, if you can't finish, I don't know what to tell you. You can get up 60, but if you can't finish, it's going to be a bad night for you.
Yeah, listen, it's Clutch Team. Appreciate it, Kev. Good to talk to you, bud. Thanks for checking in. The Denver Nuggets are, to me, without a doubt, a team that if you can't finish, you can't win, for sure. Lakers had, what, two losses where they had a double-digit lead that they just couldn't protect it. But like I said, I think some folks are making the mistake of getting lulled to sleep by the Denver Nuggets, which for the record is a thing that I think some teams do with the Denver Nuggets. That's why I've said I think this just at this point, I just think this is their MO. We are going to lull you to sleep. It's the old rope-a-dope. We're going to let you sit there and throw punch after punch after punch after punch after punch, and you think you got us, right? Because we're leaned on the ropes. We got the gloves up in defense, and we're just kind of rocking back and forth and doing the best we can not to take one on the beak. And the next thing you know, you're exhausted. You're winded. You're wiped. You've thrown every punch you got. You haven't landed a power blow yet. Yeah, you scored a couple of jabs here and there. Maybe even caught me with a cross. Maybe even caught me with a hook. Like, you did enough that you felt like you've done some damage. And hell, the Lakers did do some damage. They did have Denver in some iffy spots where even knowing that Denver is a team that is built to be good in the fourth quarter, it was like, I don't know if they got this in them, right? They're down 20. I don't know if they got that in them. Maybe they covered the spread, but, like, my goodness, can they come back down from 20? And then they do. Because you done worn yourself out, you fell asleep, you got comfortable, and then all of a sudden the script changes. You want to know a real good way to be a real bad team? And I don't care what sport you're talking about. Real good way to be a real bad team is do it your way, and that's the only way, and you never adapt. Every time down the floor, we're running this set or this play or this plan or whatever, this progression, and we want this shot. And you come down and you realize the defense has thrown up a different look at you, right? They've changed the look that you're used to. And when they change that look that you're used to, you can either adapt or you can give them the advantage and play right into it. And I really do feel like that's what the Lakers did. It got to a point late in the game, and maybe this is fair, maybe unfair. Maybe this even qualifies as a criticism of LeBron James, the teammate. But it's like late in that game last night, a game the Lakers had a halftime lead, as they did every game, it's like they got to a point where they were just like, hey, LeBron, can you do this for us? Can you take over for this? Can you make something happen for us here?
Which has been the case almost every single year of his career.
I don't know if that was the case in Miami.
Oh, it definitely still was in Miami. I know that Wade contributed and Bosch contributed, but still there were points in the game where they said, here, LeBron, we need you to do this.
And again, you might be right. But when you have that going, especially later in LeBron's career. Again, as Kev pointed out, my dude's almost 40 years old. Or he's all, then he turned, I think he's a summer baby. I know he turns 40 before me, but only a few months. When you're almost 40 years old at this point, you got to have somebody that can step up and help. LeBron's assist numbers have been going up year after year. He's got to have somebody step up. And I pointed this out earlier. Denver's too deep. They're just too deep. That'll be Minnesota's problem too, by the way. Denver's too deep.
All right. Let's get to What the X, where I tell Rob something that's X and he'll tell us why. First one is Patrick Mahomes.
I'm assuming he's celebrating today because in a note that I did not make earlier, Travis Kelce just signed a two-year deal.
So you took that away from me. I tried to get you to stop. That was going to be the next one. But, yes, all right. Well, let's go with Travis Kelce first. Is X-ing.
Travis Kelce, I know, is celebrating because he just made some more money off your reigning, defending, undisputed world football champions. The Kansas City Chiefs gets a two-year extension, which I think makes sense because, again, I've pointed out, I don't know.
I was shocked by the 2 years. I thought he would just do 1 year.
I'm not, and I'll tell you why. I think he sticks around for as many years as y'all win it in a row. If you win it again next year, I think he comes back for the four-peat to try to do something that is just remarkably difficult to do, maybe impossible to do. I think if you win it 4 years in a row, he would come back for year number five. I think TK calls it the next time you guys don't win the Super Bowl.
All right. Now, the reason why Patrick Mahomes is X-ing is because Monday Night Raw last night was in Kansas City. And Patrick Mahomes was there. And I'm not going to spoil anymore, but he was a major part of the show.
Stop it. Travis Kelce is a real man. And I have been informed.
Travis just got paid, so he was not there.
No, but he was busy signing his contract.
But Patrick Mahomes was there, and so was two of his linemen.
I've been told that real men don't like wrestling.
Yeah, well, again, and a big part of the show helped out one of Rob's favorite people in the entire world.
Yeah!
No.
Oh. I got excited there for a second.
I was being sarcastic.
Oh, it was?
Your United States champion.
Yes.
All right. The next thing that's X-ing is Bronny James.
So, LeBron got off the floor last night, and of course, before he even got his ass in a chair at the post-game press conference, he started getting asked questions about, are you coming back? Are you coming back? Are you coming back? LeBron has made it relatively clear that he does have a goal of sharing an NBA locker room with his son, Bronny James. Bronny has decided to transfer out of USC. I do not know. I'm assuming this doesn't mean he's picked a destination yet.
He hasn't decided if he's going portal or if he's going NBA yet.
Yeah.
He hasn't decided yet.
Yeah. And again, it's you know, I almost kind of feel bad for the kid. Because I mean, I don't because I mean, my man hit the genetic lottery for sure. But I almost kind of feel bad for the kid because whenever he gets to the league, if he does share a locker room with his dad, that is going to be instant championship expectations, and he is going to be an instant champion participator demanded guy.
All right. So, yeah, he will be expected to produce.
Yep. Out of the gate. Could you imagine if
Bron
and Bronny?
Or else we get all the Nepo talk.
Could you imagine if Bron and Bronny are on the same team? It's a good team. It's a playoff team. But Bronny's a bench player. Like, he's not that good. He's not ready. He's not developed enough yet. And Bron's got to go out there at 40 years old and carry a team that his son's on, but his son's on the pine the whole time. What a dramatic ending that would be.
All right, one last thing really quick. Thor is trending.
It's because I tweeted out a picture of Thor last night. Got a trending immediately.
Chris Hemsworth says he can't forgive himself for Thor Love and Thunder. That he improv too much. He did too many things, and he ruined the movie.
Can I tell you? I didn't hate that movie. I mean, I didn't hate it.
It was all right.
I didn't hate it. Yeah. It was all right. It wasn't good. It was far from the worst thing Marvel's put out, you know? I'm not upset about it. Hey, that's it. That's the show. We're going home. Y'all have a great rest of your Tuesday. Come back tomorrow. We'll do it all over again. But somehow, I don't know how yet, but we will be better. For Lonzo, I'm Rob. Have a great day. See you back here tomorrow on the Rob Brown Show on the Fan Upstate later. Yeah!
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.